Lee Creek is one of the most treasured waterways in our region. Nearly 500 square miles on land, most of it in Crawford and Washington counties in Arkansas and Adair County in Oklahoma, drains into Lee Creek. It has been designated as an extraordinary resource waterway because of its historical and social value. The first weekend of September, more than 300 people are expected to gather along a 20-mile stretch of Lee Creek for the fifth annual Keep Arkansas Beautiful Lee Creek Cleanup. John Pennington, a county extension agent in Washington County, says the cleanup will be concentrated on a 20-mile stretch from Devil's Den to Natural Dam.
In general, I guess the theme is where most of the people are is where quite a bit of trash can show up. And it's not that the people that are hiking or boating are leaving the trash, but lots of people like to go there to spend a day to either swim in a swimming hole or just driving around in the area. And then litter happens sometimes out the window or the back of the truck. And in some cases, people do illegal dump.
He says most of the illegal dumping will be uncovered in the most rural parts of the cleanup area, where people from out of the immediate area feel confident they'll not be seen tossing out appliances and furniture. While bulky waste makes up part of what is collected each year, the majority is the common litter, aluminum cans, plastic bottles, and paper. That litter still happens. Decades after the first efforts to quell the problem began, is disheartening. But John Pennington says we can take some solace in the fact that each year of this particular cleanup, the amount of trash found has been reduced. A few years ago, between 3 and 3.5 tons of refuse would be collected on a Saturday. This year, the hope is that less than a ton will be picked up.
We have started to see a trend to where there is less trash weight at the end of the cleanup, which is very encouraging to me. It's hard to say, you know, I would like to say that, yes, we are having an impact, and yes, we are making a difference. And because we go out there and we clean up this trash, people don't see it. They see a nice, pretty area, and so it's more apt to stay that way. People want to take care of it.
The cleanup, Saturday, September 8th, is one of the biggest such events every year. Families, couples, and groups all help out. Last year, about 300 volunteers picked up trash along the creek. John says this year, even more would be welcome.
Oh, yeah. We want volunteers. Matter of fact, you could have all the organizing partners in the world, but it's really the volunteers that make this event what it is. They come out in forces. I don't know what the deal is with this one, except for people really love Lee Creek and they love Devil's Den, because more people come out to this cleanup out of all the cleanups that I'm a part of throughout the year. And I guess it's just because they love Lee Creek.
It is a user-friendly event. Gloves, trash bags, sunscreen, bug spray are all provided, as are food and water. John says dress appropriately. This is rural, sometimes slightly rugged terrain, and you don't have to get in the water. But he says some volunteers relish the dirty work.
Some volunteers like to get really wet and really dirty. They like to get out in the creek and just pull out all sorts of nasty things that they can find. And, you know, if that is a person's personality type, then, of course, we encourage them to bring clothes. They don't mind to get dirty and maybe an extra change.
The Washington and Crawford County Extension offices will work with Keep Arkansas Beautiful to organize the September 8th cleanup. The list of other organizations helping out is lengthy. The Department of Arkansas Parks and Tourism, the staff at Devil's Den, the Ozark Society, the Washington County Environmental Affairs Office, the United States Forest Service, a canoe club, and others. John Pennington, the Washington County Extension agent, says the combined effort has turned the cleanup in 5 years into an impressive collaboration.
And we've all worked together in the best way that we can so that we can cover that 20-mile stretch pretty thoroughly. In fact, we covered it so thoroughly one time, a person had heard about the cleanup and he came out to participate, but he decided he didn't want to participate, and so he just went on a Jeep ride instead with whoever he had with him. And the weather was so nice that they took off the top of his Jeep, and I think the Jeep doors that zip, and they hid him underneath a mattress that had been left out somewhere in a parking area in the woods.
I know where this is going.
And we got a call after the cleanup from this individual that was wanting to know if anybody had run across the parts of his Jeep that he had hid under the mattress. And sure enough, they did. And so he went ahead and congratulated us on having such a thorough job.
The fifth annual Keep Arkansas Beautiful Lee Creek Cleanup is set for Saturday, September 8th. Volunteers can check in at several different places, including the day-use horse area in Devil's Den, or at Natural Dam, or on the Highway 220 bridge that's also called the Silver Bridge. Registration begins that morning at 9, and one more bonus for volunteers helping out on Saturday, September 8th, there will be door prizes awarded as well. This is Ozarks at Large.